you go.
Hello. I'm actually taking this Ryan Lochte thing very seriously right now. I'm doing method because I don't know how to work any of the equipment or do anything. Thank you and welcome to the Halloween show, the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis.
Coming out. Good to see you. And go, Cubs, go. Let's just say that. We got any Cubs fans here? A couple? I know we're on the south side, but we can still support our Cubbies. Huge.
Now, I will say that, first of all, for those who do not recognize me, I'm dressed as George W. Bush. No, just kidding.
No,
Ryan Lochte. And I know there's people like, who is that dude? Why does he have blue hair?
I didn't know you had muscles.
Yeah, I know. I've been lifting. Kevin and I have been lifting a little bit. And I want to introduce everybody on the show here because this is maybe the first time you've seen everybody together. It's the first time we've ever all been on the stage at the same time of the new configuration of the show. So we want to thank them all for being here. And I want to just say that this is Violetta Pottermedic right here, our traffic reporter.
Hi, everyone. I'm also a traffic light. I thought it was clever.
It totally works.
Yeah, she thought it was clever. Kevin Powell, our sports reporter.
Arnold Palmer.
Had a decent golf career, 9 majors, no big deal.
Wait, is your microphone on? I don't think your microphone's on.
He's Arnold Palmer, though, and he has an Arnold Palmer with him, too, so that works.
That worked out just perfectly.
Got a drink named after me, no big deal.
Right. And we have... Well, Judgy Judy with us right here. Judy Pilak, WGN legend.
You could clap a little bit more, I think. Let's go. Come on.
Woo!
There we go. Now you're in order.
I'm a little concerned about that. And playing the role of Melania Trump today is Anna DeVlantis. All right, now on with the show. We have so many things for you here today that I can't even begin to describe this. For the people who are here and the people, did you all sign up, by the way, to be here? Did you all do that? Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
We do have, it's like a Trump rally. There are thousands of people in the parking lot waiting to get in.
Are you proud of me?
Are you proud of me? Hello.
He made nice president.
It's weird to do the Donald Trump thing with the Ryan Lochte he had on.
It sort of works.
So it was an editorial statement. Address all your hate mail to Judy. So for people who are here, this is an incredible, and we do have some room because there was a Madoff accounting error that we made we got hacked by the Russians. That's what happened, actually. We lost our list of people, and now we're sort of re-entering our list of people. So if you're near CDME, if you're in Frankfurt or the southern suburbs, you want to stop by, let me just explain what's going to happen here. We not only are going to have the Ides of March are here, of course.
Nice.
And they will be playing with us throughout the entire afternoon. And they are, you've heard them. They warmed up the crowd here. And how great and how
amazing.
They sound just like the record, don't they? Pretty special thing. There'll be some special, some tricks along the way. Sidney Friedman, who's a mentalist, is with us, too. He is going to tell you who's going to win the World Series. Now, I will say in Chicago since 1908... 1945 and 2005, no one has given a crap who's going to win the World Series in Chicago. Now we care. So we're going to find out. It's a best of five series now. And Kevin and Violetta just literally got here a minute ago.
There was some traffic. The traffic reporter gave us the wrong direction.
I did not. I can't control the construction, Kevin. There was
Make a phone call next time. We made it though. We're here. We're alive.
Yes.
They were in Cleveland. So
they were in Cleveland.
Long drive.
So they have just arrived. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened to them in Cleveland, and let's just hope that it's good. Carrie Wood is going to join us here.
Awesome.
Chicago Cubs, great. We also have Sven Gulli is going to play News or Ruse. With one lucky person here, as a matter of fact. One lucky person is going to play with Judy. That's always a lucky person. One is going to play with
Overruled.
Sven. And then one is going to play with Violetta, and we wish everybody the best of luck there. And then, of course, the Ides of March. And we must mention, too, this is all brought to us by our dear friends at Allstate, Chicago's own good hands, bringing you the Hometown Voices tour now for a number of years on WGN, and this is the latest stop in that. So thank you all for being here for that. Let us now, before we get too far away from this, let's do the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. Susan, wait, hold on. I'm being told I must do a commercial first, actually. This is... Wait till you see this live, people. Wait till you see this.
This is practice.
This is now, when I do this on the air, this will be better than what I'm going to do right now. But don't worry about it. It's all going to be fine. Melissa Potempa has been living in Chicagoland for 11 years with her husband and three children. Her knowledge and understanding of the people in her community of Frankfort have allowed Melissa to provide nearly 2,700 residents with an outstanding level of personal service. With Allstate, Melissa understands the importance of building a solid foundation for the future and developing long-lasting customer relationships. She's been actively involved in the local Relay for Life in the Lincoln Way School District, not just donating funds, but more importantly to Melissa, her time. She and her husband want to show the children that giving and participating in philanthropic activities allows others to benefit just as they have through education, extracurricular activities, and even material goods. Potempa looks forward to engaging in local activities that provide her family, friends, and neighbors with a sense of community, knowledge, and Allstate agents like Melissa can help you understand your insurance options. Call Melissa Potempa today, 815-469-8200, or look her up on the South LaGrange Road in Frankfort. All right, now it is time for the WGN. Someone just dropped their martini.
It's a little early for that, isn't it?
It is not. It really is not early enough for the drinking to start here, if you know what I mean. All of that is coming your way. But first, here she is, Susan Burgess with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
No, that's true. Don't you know the kind of man I am? Said I never found a love again. But it's right when the light just comes shining through. I'm so caught up in you.
This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot go fishing for the best seafood in town. Don't miss Chicago's Best Seafood Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right, that was the Ides of March, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Peterick and the Ides of March. General, that's all 38 special, isn't it, Jim?
That was 38 special, the song I wrote with them back in 81, I think.
How about that? Jim has been with every band that has ever toured in North America at some point
Pretty
or
much.
Another, and written for many of them. You're going to hear a lot of his hits throughout the afternoon here as we are live at CD and Me, one of the most beautiful places on the planet Earth, I would say.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
I mean, this is a very, very, very special place, and we have a... And Frankfort is a very, very special town for those who've not been down here. This CD and Me itself is an event space, we talk about an indoor space, but also an outdoor space. It's got this amazing, 60,000-70,000 acres, I think, in the back here, if I'm not mistaken.
The back 60,000?
Yeah, the back 60,000, and they've got all forms of things that are alive back there. Pumpkins and greenery and grass and other things. And it's a beautiful place, you know, to come out and just, you know, hang out with the family. And if you're thinking about getting married, because I do that every few years just for the hell of it, it's court ordered. This is a beautiful place to get married.
It's a great venue.
It is a beautiful venue for that or for any kind of a special occasion. So, and they've been really, really, really kind to every iteration of the Rokon show, whether it's a WGN or I forgot, we were somewhere else before that, but I have no memory of it. And there is, they have had us hosted us out here a number of times, and they do an amazing job. So we do want to thank them. They have been very, very, very special. All right, speaking of the fine town of Frankfort, the mayor of Frankfort is here. And there's a very important reason that we have the mayor of Frankfort here, Jim Holland. And Jim is here. Give him a round of applause. Now, the reason that we have the mayor of Frankfort is because I need to get out of a little bit of a violation on my way in. And Robin
Overruled.
Wrong. Rahm Emanuel wasn't available to be able to do this. But I just want to say that what a great town Frankfurt is. And, Jim, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mayor.
Well, thank you, Ro and Anna, for your compliments. And certainly welcome to this beautiful CDME facility in Frankfurt, Illinois. And we're just delighted to have WGN's RoCon show with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. This sounds like we're at a Senate hearing, doesn't it? Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm afraid I'm going to have to, 39 times, I have to tell you that I have no idea what's going on before it's all said and done.
You don't recall?
I don't recall. Mm-hmm. First of all, how big is Frankfurt?
Frankfurt's about 19,000 people.
Wow. It's grown exponentially, hasn't it?
It has grown significantly. We're building beautiful homes in Frankfurt for mm-hmm. wonderful people who live here and people who want to live here.
It's great.
Now, do you take bribes, payoffs, anything like that? Because we're from Chicago, so we're just used to that.
Does it work like that
does
here?
Does it work like that
in Frankfurt? I will allow that.
You just don't get tickets here. It's not a problem in Frankfurt. Whatever goes, goes.
Well, you're known as being one of the fastest growing suburbs. You're also known as being one of the safest. And you have also gotten a lot of rewards for the family activities you have going on here, festivals and events and all kinds of things. So you're doing something right, Mayor. Congratulations on what you're doing here in Frankfurt.
Well, thank you, Anna, and it's a tribute to the people here in Frankfurt. We're a community that spends less than we take in the government. We always put some money into our capital fund every year. It helps attract businesses like Mariano's Grocery Store, like Imagine Theaters, who are building a super premium theater in the old Dominick store in Frankfurt right now. And it's just great what's going on.
It is.
I just gave the ding to Dominick's, even though they're not in business anymore.
Well, Mariano's gets one.
Say Mariano's one more time, Mr. Mayor.
No, I'll only say Dominick's.
I have a question, though. Do you have water in your water tower? I've always wondered that. Is there water in there?
In the old water tower.
Like it says Frankfurt on it?
The one that is in the historic area has absolutely no water in it whatsoever, but we have to maintain it as if it does. What a strange situation that is.
Right. I mean, you could get like 3 people to shower out of a water tower.
That's correct. It holds about 100,000 gallons of water, and it's completely useless. We have new water towers all around town, but the people here wanted to keep the old iconic water tower in the downtown area, so we have it standing as essentially a vertical monument. You'll see a model of it upstairs here.
How great.
Wow.
You learned something.
Speaking of models, Melania Trump is here.
Yes, I am.
The one we just drove by on LaGrange Road, the big blue one that says Frankfurt, that has water or does not have water?
That's a new water.
That's
tower.
A new water. That has water. All right.
One you can bathe 10 people with.
How many gallons do we have in that?
That's a million gallon tank.
A million gallon. Give it up for a million gallon tank.
You need water. I mean, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Mayor, you also have a tradition here that I didn't really understand, but I heard about it, that you do trunk or treat here, and not just trick or treat. There's an event where you go trunk to trunk. Is that right?
It's trunk or treat weekend this weekend in Frankfurt on Saturday from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock in our Breitert Green parking lot in our downtown. There will be a whole bunch of decorated cars with the trunks open. The children can come and get candy, and it's fun.
That sounds great.
You know,
great.
In Chicago, that wouldn't be fun. Let's say that right
you wouldn't
now.
Want to see what's in the trunks in certain neighborhoods.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, come on over here. I want to show you my open trunk. There would be a lot of bad things that actually work. It's all gone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for being with us. And it is a beautiful town. And this is, I think, the fifth or sixth time that we've done the show from down here over the years. So I want to tell you that it has grown beautifully. The crowds have been great. And I got to just say that this particular facility is very, very special.
It is.
You're very lucky to have it. And don't they do, like, traffic court in here, in this facility?
We first have to close the bar.
I don't know why
you
would
do
that.
Again, overruled.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Jim Holland, Mayor of Frankfurt, Illinois.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Ro and Anna.
We've got WGN News coming your way in about 2 minutes. And stay tuned because a man is going to tell us who is going to win the World Series this year because he's a mentalist. This is a guy who last year predicted every winner of the Academy Awards properly.
How about that?
Now, think about that for a
second. No big deal.
Incredible.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he apparently can see into the future, and he will be here to explain all of that. Stay right here. It's the Rokan Show with Anna Blantis on 720 WGN. So pretty, bringing out the rebel in us all.
It's a lonely world for a rebel girl. So far from home, she's all alone in a rebel world.
That's the Ides of March right there, ladies and gentlemen. The Rokan Show with Anna DeWatt is right here, 720 WGN. WGN Radio Hometown Voice of Tour. Have you seen us? Live from CDME in Frankfurt, presented by Allstate agent Melissa Potempa. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Ides of March.
Thank you. Thank you, Ro.
Hey, Jim Peterik, of course, international rock star legend of many decades. He is prematurely purple, for people who can see him here tonight.
Great hair. Yes. I love his hair.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, it's something.
It's something.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Jim. You guys, you have a couple of shows coming up. I know one November 5th. Where is that going to be?
Yeah, that's at the Western Springs, the Theater of Western Springs. It's an Unplugged Ides of March show, Storytellers, and that's November 5th. There's still about 300 tickets left. No, actually, there's still some tickets left, and we'd love to see you. And then, can I tell them about the other one, Ro?
Sure, Jim.
Oh,
yes,
thank
you can.
Thank you very much.
Because if I said no, they'd boo me now.
I can't say no to that. Yeah. No.
At the Arcata Theater, beautiful downtown St. Charles, it's the Ides of March Christmas show, and it's December 16th. Some of you have been there. It's a great way to bring on Christmas, and, you know, it's a good feeling. So be out there.
Yes. I see you at all the different things, at every show possible, Jim.
Ro, you started our career.
I did. I did something to your career. I don't know exactly what it is.
We've been playing your shows now for about how many years? 16
about almost
years
close now. To 20 years, actually.
Wow.
You and I have been doing these shows together,
it's
so
great.
It's really
great.
Something.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, now speaking of guys that scare the crap out of me, like Jim's hair and my hair today, Sydney Friedman is with us now. Sydney Friedman is a mentalist, isn't that correct, Sydney?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, what is a mental? And I've seen the promos for the show, The Mentalist. I've never actually seen it because CBS, like, other than 60 Minutes, it also scares me. What does the mentalist do?
Well, I sense things that other people are about to do, mm-hmm. or sense a little bit of the future, or sense thoughts and feelings of other people. And some people don't believe in it, and if you don't, I don't care.
Ooh. Yeah,
as long as they have fun with it, this is for entertainment purposes only. But we all can sense things, and you know, you wake up in the morning and get a feel about how the day is going. Or if you have children, they can be in the other part of the house. You can't hear them or see them, but you just get a sense of something's going on there.
Yeah.
Some trouble is up. We all have this intuitive ability.
How do
you have kids?
That?
I don't. I have five beautiful nieces, though. And that's
five beautiful.
Enough.
Do you know where they are at all times?
No.
Yeah, okay. Do your siblings ever call you and go, hey, where is Janie? I know she is somewhere.
I have helped them out. Anyway.
Yes, I would imagine. All right. Now, you were on the Windy City Live show yesterday, and I saw you there, and I thought, oh, my God, you did something that was so freaky yesterday by making some predictions about the Cubs, which we're going to get to in just a little bit,
sure.
But also this thing you did with the newspaper that just totally blew my mind, and I'm not quite sure what to do with it. So I just want, how are you able to be able to, is this something that you were born with? Like when you were five, were you like Damien? Were you creepy?
I was. But no, most of the future cannot be predicted. We're not meant to be known. Most of the future is not meant to be known. But once in a while, the curtain parts on the theater of tomorrow, as they say, you get a little bit of a glimpse. And so I have these hunches, and I go with them. And as you mentioned earlier, I predict every year the Oscars. And over 15 years, I'm about 94%. Last year, I was 100%. So on that. So
sports
though is really difficult to predict. I'm terrible at it, and every year I predict the Cubs will be in the World Series, and for 20 years I've been wrong. but yesterday on Monday, what you mentioned, I FedExed an envelope to Windy City Live, and then we opened it on Wednesday. And it predicted some details of Game 1 and the fact that they wouldn't win Game 1.
Ooh.
And so I sensed that. The rest of the series, we'll talk about that later. But
yeah. I think you predicted they were going to win last night, though, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Yeah. And did they?
Because Roe came up to me. He was all worried. You got to tell me they're going to win. You got to.
And Sydney, did they win yesterday?
Yes.
Yes, they did. Yes, that's how. That Sydney had a 50% chance of getting that right, and he got it right. There we go. All right.
It was all me. No, I have nothing to do with it.
Now, Judy Pilak, our news anchor, is a very, very. She's tough.
We'll try something with her.
Because she doesn't believe in things. She's dressed as Judgy Judy today.
I'm very psychic, though.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was otic is the end of that word, but whatever. Okay, what do you have here?
We'll try something here. I have got a pad of paper, people at home, just so you know what I'm holding here. Judy, look right in my eyes. Look here.
Oh, God.
That's good. Just
keep
looking.
Here we go.
You don't want to do that.
You
can,
I know.
Your eyes could burn out.
And I'm going to write something down. I'm going to write something down here in private.
Writing something in private.
There we go. And I put the pencil. I'll have Ro hold the writing implement. I'll put the pad of paper down. Judy, call out any number from 1 to 100. Just shout out a number.
44.
Now, is that something that just popped in your head?
Yes.
Look what I had written on here. Look.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
He's totally
44.
Wrote 44. And I saw him do it.
But did you see that in me, or did I see that in you?
No. I was sensing what you were about to do, and
Are you in love with me now that you've stared at me?
I've always been in love with your voice. You know, I'm in love with you in person.
Judy the Seductress.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
I know.
This actually is the scariest
order
thing ever.
In the court.
I'm saying this while I'm looking at Rose's bare legs.
Those are pantyhose. She's got pantyhose.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't look down. I'm actually wearing pantyhose that are now riding down my legs.
Now you know how we feel. We women
have
to wear these.
Hairy legs and pantyhose.
Right. Yeah.
It's a very short Ryan Lochte robe that you're wearing.
Yeah. Hello, ladies. All right. So now, do you believe what just happened?
But seriously, how did that happen? Did you look at me and
was that a favorite number of yours?
No.
No. It just
Anthony
ran.
Rizzo.
What I was doing is projecting that number to you.
You projected it to
I
me,
projected
and that's
to you,
yeah.
And then
so you
said it.
Put me in a
I
trance,
did. Right?
Kind of.
That's and so most of the future, it's about us trying to influence it.
That freaked me out. I'm sorry.
But you had no idea I was projecting it.
No.
Can you project me to get my own show?
You got through my hard show.
You know, you might need one after today. That'd actually be pretty good.
When that light turns green on you, then you'll have your own show.
It is on green.
Oh, it is. There it is.
It is on green.
There it is.
Yeah, all right. Don't pay attention to the kids right now. They're on double secret probation. All right. So we have that. Now, you brought an envelope with you as well.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to this envelope?
Yeah, well, let's see. Let's involve some of the other folks.
Involve Violetta.
Maybe Kevin and Anna.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
All right, actually.
Sure. Let's do that. Here, you guys hold on to
that. Hold to that.
Can I hand them that?
Yeah.
All right.
Hand them
that.
We'll do, actually, since we're doing numbers, we'll stay with that here. Let me use a different page here. Okay?
All right.
And actually, Kevin, look right over here. You'll be the first person I call on. Anna, you'll be the second. Ro, you'll be the third.
All right.
And Kevin's holding the envelope here. Kevin, look right at me. Anna, look at me. Okay, great. I'm going to write something down.
I don't know what that is.
This right here. Kevin, call out a number from 1 to 100.
4.
4. And Anna, call out any number from 1 to 100.
52.
And Ro, would you call out a number from 1 to 100?
8.
8. The number I wrote down was actually 53. Is that clearly 53?
53.
53. 53 people at home. Would you open that up, Kevin?
Sure.
Remember, Anna was the second person to... What number did you call out, Anna?
52.
52. You were closest. Would you... And she was the second person. Read that out loud, Kevin.
I predict the second person will be closest to the target number. They will be off by exactly 1.
No way.
What?
Come on.
Predicted numbers.
That is incredible.
I rest my case, Judge Judy.
Well done.
You are incredible.
I am totally freaked out.
I know, I am too.
That is all I can say about this.
No. I don't understand.
Can you do one with me? Because I don't believe it still.
We can. We have time?
Yeah, go ahead. Go right ahead.
There's a difference between what I do and what, let's say, a magician would do. A magician would take, let's say, a pack of cards, which we happen to have here, and he'd have you choose one. Actually, can you come over here?
Sure.
You can maybe talk into my microphone. I'm right over here to my right.
Do not encourage her.
I'm I'm getting all kinds of warnings from Ro here.
Yeah.
But anyway, a magician would have you choose a card, and it would seem like a totally free choice, but in fact, a really good magician would be able to force a particular card on you, right?
Uh-huh.
Or it would be a free choice, but then you'd return it, and if he was skillful, he'd be able to control it to the top of the deck or a place where he could. We're going to eliminate all that because I'm not going to touch them. You take the cards. I'm going to turn my back, look through the cards. You could even walk away from me if you wish. Look through them. Find one card that you really like.
This is so stressful.
All right. Just one.
Okay.
Put the rest aside, and then put that one card right up against your heart.
She just actually dropped the card right in front of him, which I thought was a pretty good.
That helps.
Do not, you know. I hope she never becomes a magician's assistant during that whole saw in half thing. Right. Could be very
actually. What'd be better? Put them between both hands, just like this. And there's no way I can see what it is. And make sure your fingers are close, so I can't see what it is.
I have small hands.
All right, very good. And what I'm going to try to do is sense things about that. All right, there's black cards and red cards. There's black cards and red cards.
Yes.
And by the way, I have not touched the cards. It's totally your choice. My back was turned to you. And
I'm stressed out for you.
There's black cards. Black is about the past. Red is about the future. You chose a black card because you're focused on the past. It's a black card. Is that right?
I don't remember the color. I didn't know I had to remember it.
You don't remember the card?
This is going great.
Again.
This is really going well.
Again, she's a perfect magician's assistant right here.
I'm going to turn away. Look at the card. Look at the card.
Oh, it is black. I thought it was red. You're right. It's black.
There you go.
That's right, Violetta.
All right.
What happened there?
Well, there's clubs and spades.
Usually... Oh, I don't even know what that means. Okay.
This is my fault.
The spade is the pointy one, and the club is the one with the three circles.
Oh, the clover.
Yeah.
Clover, okay.
Clover, right. And in fact, when you just said that, I could sense that that's what you chose. It was the clover. Am I right?
Yeah.
It was the clover.
It was. Right? A black clover.
It was black clover, as if there were red clovers, but there aren't. All right, let's see here. So she has now we have to... It's not a picture card. It's not a jack, queen, or king. You know what those are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's not one of those. It's actually a 2 through 10. It's a 2 through 10. You're actually a curious person because when you visit someone's home, you just don't go to where you're supposed to. You peek in corners. You look around.
Oh, my gosh.
Open closets. You open
How
the medicine
true.
Cabinet. Open a drawer.
Of course. I need to know whose house I'm at.
Exactly. You're very curious. And so that's going to be probably a 3 or a 5. It's either a 3 or a 5. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was such a skeptic. I didn't believe this at all.
And this is just totally, totally intuition. And you won't see anybody else quite do this. In fact, it's not the 3. It's got to be the 5. Is it the 5 of clubs?
Yes, it's a black 5 of clubs.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That is wild.
Wow. That was amazing.
Right.
So.
And I wasn't touching, so it can't be any kind of sleight of hand or anything. This is totally.
No, it's not magic. You're actually feeling something. Do you have to be next to a person in order to feel something?
No, actually, I can do this. We do this somewhat long distance sometimes, but yeah. But closer is better.
Can you,
especially when they're wearing a traffic light?
Can you tell me what my taxes are going to be for next year? I would like to know that. Or can you actually tell me what Donald Trump's taxes were last year? That would even be
better. We'd all like to know that. Yes.
All right. Now, Sydney Friedman, we'll come back with him in just a moment. Don't anybody move. This is an incredible thing. Now, Sydney, you're going to be, you got shows coming up tomorrow and Saturday, right?
Right. Saturday's all sold out, but Friday there's tickets left, so.
And where is that at?
It's at Davenport. It's a wonderful little cabaret club in the Wicker Park area of Chicago. And 8 o'clock on Friday, and you'll see all kinds of telepathic experiments like this. And
oh, my
it'll
God.
It'll blow your mind.
You are so impressive, Sydney. Amazing.
So, already blown mine.
Mine, too.
And if I could just say that we will let you do the Cubs prediction coming up. You can just help us out with that on the other side of this. All right?
Sure.
We'll okay. Yeah. All right. Because Violetta had the 5 of clovers. So you couldn't possibly miss this, right?
In the burning heart, just about to burst.
It's Jim Petering in the Ides of March. We are here in Frankfurt. It's CD and me. It's the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis, and the whole staff is here. The whole crew is here. You got Violetta, you got Kevin, you got Judy, and you got Sydney Friedman, who is an absolutely freaky dude who is a mentalist who has now just completely screwed up my whole chakra. I don't even know what that means. And this is all brought to us by, and we'd like to thank, Wooden Paddle Pizza of Orland Park for bringing their delicious wood-fried pizzas in order to, made to order right here during the broadcast. That is really something. All right, Sydney, I need you to predict something here. I know this is part of what you do. Chicago Cubs, it is now tied, one game apiece. You did predict that the Cubs were going to lose game one and win game two. That was pretty impressive. Right. And you did that by actually FedExing that answer 3 days ago or 4 days ago to the Windy City Live staff, right? And then we opened that thing live on the air yesterday. That was pretty crazy. So what happens tomorrow?
Well, first of all, I'm terrible at predicting sports, and I got lucky with that one. But my feeling all along has been they'd lose game one and then win the next four.
Wow.
So that would mean they would they would win it in Wrigley on Sunday night.
At home. How great would that
be? Great. But baseball is so, we know this, baseball's so freaky. Anything could happen at any moment. So I mean, it's
you're saying something's freaky.
I know.
Seriously.
It is. Because most of the time, you know, most people are predicting six or seven games for this series, but I just have a feeling about it. But we'll see.
All right, okay.
As long as they win, that's what's important.
Right,
that's what's important.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well,
Is that your overwhelming feeling that they will win?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a Cubs fan?
Oh my God. Right. Now I go to 16, 20 games a year. Oh. I've been to two playoff games already, and I've been doing that every year. So win or lose.
Can you predict scores?
I live near the park too. So
can you predict scores?
Yeah. Well, I did. For Monday's game, I predicted that Schwarber would get on base twice. That was part of the...
That was true.
That was true, right. So
yeah. We didn't even know Schwarber was going to play.
I didn't know what the score would be. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy is totally freaking me out, man.
Me too, because, you know, you think if you're sitting next to the person doing it, there's some trick, but there's no trick.
Right.
It's just truly you have this...
Well, you're all... Roe is all exposed anyway, so there's nothing more to find.
That's
out,
true.
To find
there's
out.
A lot of it. There's a lot of
it. It's all out there, if you know what I mean.
I never thought. You know, you ever have that nightmare that you're like you're naked in front of a whole like group of people?
you kind of are.
I'm having that moment right now. So here at CDME. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Sydney Friedman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Sydney.
Go see him this weekend. Friday
tickets
and
at sydneyfriedman.com. You can get tickets there.
Just Google Sydney Friedman, and you cannot miss him.
Yeah,
all right, we have got the WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes right here on 720 WGN. It is the Roe Concho with Anna DeBlanc as part of the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, broadcasting live from CD and me in Frankfurt, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. Give it up! Jim Peterick and the Eyes of March are here. We're going to, for those of you listening at home, quietly by your radios, staring at them like a dog does, or in your cars, Jim and the Eyes are going to perform a number of songs for us today on the radio. We're bringing live music right back to the radio, the way it should be on AM, all crackly and staticky, right? Isn't that the way that goes? That's why the WGN radio app. Crystal clear digital quality, by the way, if you want to download that.
We listened to that, actually, on our way to Cleveland.
You did listen to the app on the way all the way to Cleveland?
In between Violetta's bathroom breaks.
There were quite a few of them, I heard.
Yes.
we'll get to that in just a little bit, because without any further ado, on the Super Celebrity Hotline, ladies and gentlemen, a man who really needs no introduction, part of WGN's True Blue Playoff Plus from Wintrust, home of Cubs checking, and brought to you by Sloan Water Connexus. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kerry Wood is joining us.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Gary.
Now, Kerry, I just want to say this, that you were able to make it home from Cleveland, weren't you?
Are you back in
Chicago?
I made it home, yes.
Mm-hmm. And our own Kevin and Violetta, who were with you in Cleveland, they drove here to Frankfurt, which I think is about a third of the way to Cleveland, based on my math.
Mm-hmm.
They just barely made the show today. You've been home for hours and sleeping and relaxing, right, and enjoying yourself.
I did. I don't, I had friends in high places last night, so I was very fortunate.
Yeah, we saw the cutter wave you with Cusack, John Cusack, and they showed you. So it was nice.
Yeah,
seats too.
I got my phone was blowing up the entire game. I thought I was getting worn out for. Apparently, I had my phone facing the wrong way. It was vertical. It should have been horizontal.
Right.
When I was taking video, so I've been getting worn out about that all day.
Yeah, I wouldn't put up with any of that crap. All right, let me ask you this. You're Kerry Wood. You don't have to put up with anything. Let's talk about the Cubs in Cleveland. First of all, were you with the team after the game last night?
No, didn't see the guys after. Tried to get out of there and get home as quickly as we could. But
unlike Kevin and Violetta, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I like your dedication to the show.
Work to do.
Thank you. Do you have a sense of what – that must be an incredible relief for the team that they won last night. They took one in Cleveland.
Well, I think it was just what it was an expectation. They felt they went out and did what they did all season long to pitchers. It's just make these guys, they just wear them down. They grinded bats out, and they saw almost 200 pitches last night as a team. And, I really can't see that there's too many starting pitchers that like to run through this lineup two or three times or even can do it successfully. Kluber had a great outing, and he had tremendous stuff against us in game one, but I feel like this Indian starting staff is in trouble with this lineup.
Sorry, Rob. Kerry, can you even put into words what Kyle Schwarber's doing? Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, I really can't. And obviously everybody's like, oh, don't put him in the Hall of Fame yet. And I don't think anybody's doing that. But I think we all want to explain to everybody what's going on here, what this kid is actually doing on the stage that he's doing it on is pretty remarkable. Sitting down, not seeing live pitching, rehabbing this knee injury, this horrific knee injury that started a season, and to come into a postseason and have just the type of at-bats he's had. And take away the RBIs and the hits and the ball off the wall. Just take away, looking at his walk, the way he's seeing the ball, his approach to each at-bat was just so tremendously unexpected and just so impressive for anyone, not to mention a young hitter. So, that's the most impressive thing. Just the way he's seeing the ball is crazy.
How do you think these two teams stack up against each other for the remainder of this series?
I feel really good about our pitchers beating their lineup more times than their pitchers beating our lineup. That's the way I feel about it. I really do. Our lineup is relentless. I mean, Zobrist is hitting like 750. Rizzo's seeing the ball great right now. He's had two huge walks last night that helped us kind of get us going. Obviously our starters, we've got Kyle Hendricks going tomorrow night at home, lowest ERA at home in baseball. Tomlin is going for the Indians tomorrow. He likes to give up homers, so we like to hit him. The wind's going to be blowing out, and I think it's a good matchup for us.
Ro, we do have to break in here. Kyle Schwarber, breaking news, not cleared to play the outfield. Doctors are citing risk with his knee ligament. So Schwarber not cleared to play the outfield.
Oh, that's
so
too bad.
Pinch hit throughout the rest of these home games here at Wrigley.
Right, he'll just come in and because they don't have the DH obviously in the Correct. National League parks, mm-hmm. right? So he will just be pinch hitting for the remainder.
But
of
I imagine that's a game by game decision, isn't it? So it's potentially he could come for another one of them.
Well, he's cleared to play. He's just not cleared to play in the outfield. He's cleared to play defense, so he can come in and because it was weird that first day, right? Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, Tuesday. Hello. What the hell day is it?
Thursday.
Yeah, today's Thursday. Thank you. On Tuesday, when he hit the double, and he's turning the bases, I'm like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. They showed him for just a second, and he's not really moving fluidly, let's say, because he's wearing a brace, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a brace on. And that's the right call. Listen, if he's a veteran player and he's 36 years old and he knows how to go out and protect an injury and not go too hard for a ball or let adrenaline get a hold of. He's in the World Series. He's a young kid. If there's a ball in the gap, he's going to go for it. And it's not worth the risk of this young man's career, which is going to be stellar. So we still get three at-bats out of him, probably three really big at-bats out of him here in the home series, and then we'll get eight more out of him on the road. So I think anything beyond this point is gravy. We weren't expecting him to be back and all of a sudden you throw him in the five hole and he's a factor in our lineup in the World Series. So it's been a bonus to have him.
Kerry Wood, do you think this goes back to Cleveland?
Um, I see that there's a better chance of it not going back to Cleveland than I do. Than I feel like it's going to go back to Cleveland.
How about that?
I really do. This lineup is I can't tell you how impressive it was to watch these guys last night. You know, see that many pitches and put together that many quality at bats, and these guys are feeling it. We're going to come. These guys are home now, home in Wrigley Field in front of our fans, and you know, these guys. It seems like they're built for this stage and this limelight, so they are thriving in it.
Aroldis Chapman has taken some criticism, especially on sports radio, right? Because those guys, they like to put on a jersey, the triple extra large jersey, and sit there in their Zuba pants and complain about how a guy doesn't have the six stuff that they should have. But is there the criticism of him having, he's having a little bit of trouble in this, and then this whole idea that he really can only come in the ninth inning as opposed to the eighth inning and all of that, especially in the World Series. Is any of that fair?
You know, I don't even know what he said. I don't know if that was, you know, if they just kind of misquoted that. I don't know if he's ever actually come out and said, I only want to pitch three, or I only want to get three outs. I think everybody's different, obviously. You know, you see what Miller's doing, and he thrives in the situation of coming out and going, you know, one plus, two plus, and he's had success doing it. You know, Aroldis has done this his whole career. He's been predominantly a three out closer. He's been asked to come in and do it a few times and get three plus, and he's fared okay most of the time in his career. If he said he didn't like it, or maybe he prefers, you know, if somebody asked him a question and he answered it a certain way, I don't know if it. I can't see him coming out and saying I don't want to get four outs, or I don't want to get five outs, or I don't want to get six outs. I don't see any athlete saying that in a World Series. So I have a feeling that might have gotten taken out of context. But you know, there's definitely preferences, guys. Some guys it doesn't bother them. Some guys, you know, they love their routine and get set in that routine, and that helps them be successful and kind of throws them out of their rhythm a little bit. So I understand it both ways, but I would have to believe if Joe asked him to go out and get five outs tomorrow night, he would, you know, do his damnedest to do it.
Violetta has a question for you about the party room.
So have you been to the party room this postseason?
I have been to the party room.
Okay, and do you have an extra ticket?
What are their tickets? Are there tickets?
I think it's
tall.
Only wristbands.
You could hide me underneath your coat or something. Come on.
The party room is off limits.
Does John Cusack have an extra wristband to the party room? Is that going to be your next question, Violetta?
I don't know if John Cusack has a wristband to the party room.
I wouldn't put him in the party room.
No.
I don't think I have one.
I couldn't even get in the Cleveland party room. I just wanted to be in any party
room. She wanted to go after Cleveland lost last night to their party room. Hey, why are you guys so down? Let's go. Where's the music?
Let's pop some champagne.
Yeah, where's the smoke machine?
Right, and the disco ball. Right. Yeah. It does sound pretty incredible.
All right, so you're pretty optimistic about what this looks like. It's pretty amazing, actually, when you see what happened last night. It never felt out of control of the Cubs.
It really didn't. And listen, we got Kluber going. If we do face him two more times, they've still got to win one more game. And I don't see first of all Kluber doing that to our lineup two more times, and anyone else in their starting rotation shutting us down. So very optimistic. How are you feeling?
I'm not.
Great question.
That's a really great question. I'm actually after they scored the first run in the first inning. Last night, I my heart beat for the first time in 2 days, mm-hmm. essentially.
First to score. It felt good.
Yes, really
did.
Exactly. And I think first to score have won pretty much throughout the entire playoffs here with the Cubs. That has been true of all the games of the Cubs. So, you know, with the exception of one game in San Francisco.
Kerry, talk about what you saw with Arrieta. An important game, and there was so much, you know, about carrying a no-hitter into the sixth inning. It was incredible to watch, and I'd love to get your perspective, what you were seeing there and thinking.
Yeah, you know, with being close last night, I thought the one thing I really was looking at was depth of his fastball and fastball command, and I thought early on he had good depth to it. It was you know, diving and not moving so much side to side. You know, you could tell that early, and you know, he had some innings there where he was kind of searching and had some big misses and lost fastball command for a little bit, but I thought he finished strong. He battled, made pitches when he had to. Obviously, his secondary pitches are always going to have. He's got great spin, so his secondary pitches get him out of a lot of jams. And his stuff is so good that he can have misses and get away with it. So, I thought he had good misses in the strike zone, but More importantly, I thought his last two innings were pretty, you know, vintage Jake that we've seen, and I thought he locked his fastball command in, and then the cutter and the slider came off of that as well. So I thought he looked great.
All right. I'm with you. I don't think this goes back to Cleveland. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that, that they're going to win three straight here and win the World Series, and Chicago's going to go totally insane.
Boy, that sounds great, doesn't it? Win at home.
Yeah. Oh, all right, Carrie, I can't think about this anymore because it makes me too nervous. And I'm wearing pantyhose right now, which really...
And they're slipping.
And they're slipping. And
it's not a good look.
Wait, did I call the right show?
Oh, no, unfortunately you did, yeah. Yeah. Have you ever worn pantyhose?
God, that's a personal question.
Was that, are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I shouldn't be. And yet
I'm not going to ask you why you are.
Well, I'm dressed as Ryan Lochte out here, and I thought that, you know, that maybe the pantyhose would be a better effect for the legs, you know, like swimmers' legs and
swimming.
Yeah, and slimming, right, exactly. And it turns out that they're not, and my hair is poking through them, and it's very, very uncomfortable. I've said this before. I've said it once already. I'm going to say it every hour because it's true. It's like that nightmare where you're naked in front of, like, an entire room of people, and that's what's happening right now to me. So thanks for being a part of it, Carrie.
Well, really, and now we all have the visual, so thank you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yep. No, you're welcome.
Can't get it away. I can't unsee that.
Yeah, no, we can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Carrie.
All right, the great Carrie Wood, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, True Blue, Playoffs Plus from Wintrust, home of Cubs Checking, and by Sloan Water connects us. Wow! Jim Peterick and the Ides of March.
So amazing.
That or Rob Martier. I can't decide which people we're applauding for.
He's
it was one or the other.
Too.
It was very, very good. Thank you to Fantasy Costumes on Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. Open 24 hours nonstop from now until Halloween, featuring Attraction Graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
Back this year. Oh, somebody knew exactly what we were talking about right there.
Attraction
Call 911.
Graveyard.
Yeah, that is really something right there. That's Fantasy has. Outfitted us every year. They are amazing. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, as Melania Trump, I walked in today and I thought she'd left Donald.
And they do a nice job, don't they? They find things just right. And then you walk in there and they just complete the whole look for you. It's really, really cool what they do. And they've got this amazing selection. It's just perfect.
Do you get the sense that if Donald Trump does lose the election, then Melania will dump him immediately? You are a loser. She's going to go back to the boom, boom, boom guy in Slovenia.
Oh, the guy with the Vespa. Yeah, yeah. It might start looking good. You never know. You never know. The boom, boom, boom.
The boom, boom, boom. So I meet Melania. We go boom, boom, boom. All right. Melissa Potempa doesn't have to put up with this. She's an Allstate agent, and we want to thank Allstate because they are our sponsor for the Hometown Voices Tour, and this is part of the Hometown Voices Tour. So this is the part where we act respectable and all grown up. Mm-hmm. And I say that while I'm wearing tights and a blue wig.
Pantyhose.
Yeah, and pantyhose, mm-hmm. Whatever. I just have to say that I believe I have a run in my stockings.
Do you feel for women a little more than you used to? Just a little bit?
You know, it's funny you should mention that. I do feel women more. Yes. This is like a totally different, it's not an altogether unpleasant sensation, though, to wear pantyhose.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's
you feel a little skinnier, right?
Well, yeah.
It holds it in,
sort of, and then, not 100%, and it's like, it's sort of cool when you walk in the air, like, it's got like a cooling effect. Am I wrong about that?
No, yeah, because it's got little holes in it, so the wind keeps hitting your leg. Yeah, that
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. And my hair's poking through it, so I think that's kind of a nice
thing.
That's
disturbing.
Too.
Yeah. Very sexy look.
I do. Mm-hmm. I look a little like a Brillo pad down here right now. So it's all good. Well, thanks for staying. You know, again, Melissa, you weren't here for any of this. Just remember when you submit the paperwork to Allstate, none of this ever happened. First of all, we want to thank you and thank Allstate for being here and all of your charitable work as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
And give Melissa a round of applause here. You're centered here in Frankfurt?
I am. I'm just actually down the street on LaGrange Road.
Should I be itching in these?
Yes, you should.
Yeah, because that's what's happening right now. Yeah, this is like, I know this is not an insurance claim. I don't think I can call my Allstate agent and get them to, like, but my legs do feel like a little too itchy. And that's okay. All right. Okay. Again, when you submit the paperwork to Allstate, none of this ever happened. It was all questions about Allstate and about the fine work you do. And how long have you been in Frankfurt?
I've been in Frankfurt since the beginning, so about 10 years.
And Allstate agents generally live around there.
We do. I used to live in Tinley Park. I just recently relocated to Homer Glen. But I try to stay within the community because I wanted my kids to stay in their school.
Right. Oh, very important. Yes. Very important.
And you're a mom of three? I am
a mom of three. Yes.
How about that? And they all go to the same school.
They all now finally go to the same school, yes.
Great to hear. That's nice when you can make that happen.
One-stop shopping.
Yes. And I think that's one of the interesting things, too, about Allstate is when you do have people who are from the community, so then they get to understand what the specific needs are for the community, and they're able to explain the coverage patterns and all the rest of that stuff better, right?
And they understand the housing market, and they understand the building of what is happening within that community. And so there's a lot of things that happen here that don't happen in the city and vice versa. So it's a little bit easier when you're here. And they like to see your face every once in a while.
Yeah, and that's right, exactly. Because because you don't want to be dealing with somebody that, like if you do run into a problem, you want to be able to call the agent and say, here's what's going on, and then they kind of direct you, hold your hand through whatever the process is. That has been my experience with Allstate. I don't live down here. I wish I did now that I've spent so much time down here. This is such a beautiful place to be, and especially here at CD and Me, too. It's just, I'd like to live here. Maybe pitch a tent, do something, maybe a little something extra special.
But Melissa, when people come to you, it's in points of their lives when things are not really going well. I mean, a lot of the time, I would think, and that's got to be hard to deal with.
Yes, usually when they first come to me, life is grand and nothing has ever happened. And then when they show up on my doorstep again, it's usually when something bad has happened. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where my office and my staff try to be as compassionate as possible and guide them in the right way and make sure that their needs are taken care of and everything else is replaceable.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Cardinal Joseph Bernardine School.
Sure.
Because we're about to make a check presentation to them,
yes,
which is one of the reasons that we are here today. And explain what your connection is to that.
So my three children now do go to Cardinal Joseph Bernardine School in Orland Hills. And my husband and I, as well as our families, are proponents of the Catholic school system and very big into that. So we wanted to donate our time and effort into making their education the most well-rounded as possible. And Cardinal Joseph Bernardine, CJB, as we call it, is very involved and active in philanthropic and fundraising events that from a very young age, starting in kindergarten, the kids are involved.
That's great. I love that.
And how much are we giving them?
We're giving them $1,000.
$1,000.
How nice.
Right? That's very
lovely.
Thank
you, Allstate.
And that is from the Allstate Foundation, right?
Isn't that correct? So the Allstate Foundation offers agents the ability to donate our own money as well as with Allstate to the non-for-profits of our choice, and as well as funding some other important campaigns like the Purple Purse campaign that just ended for domestic violence. So it allows women to kind of get out. So we are able to get involved in the community on a much deeper level.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Melissa.
Thank you.
And thank you for your advice on my pantyhose. I really appreciate that as well. Seriously, it's like it's itchy now, right?
In about 3 hours, you'll want to rip them off.
Yes, yeah. So true. Yeah. I usually
if I'm still wearing them in 3 hours, I have a personal problem. Let's just put it that way. Or I'm in a lockup somewhere here in Frankfurt, and I'm going to have to call the mayor that we talked to earlier and go, hey, buddy, you remember me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be something. All right. Well, imagine wearing these in a lockup would not be good. I would. No. That would probably not. I'd have to call my Allstate agent too. I think at that point too. That would be that's a series of phone calls you just don't want to have to make.
Melissa doesn't want to take it either.
Yeah.
I don't
know. She doesn't want. No. I can understand that. All right, Melissa Potempa, thank you very much.
Thank you.
From Allstate.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back with more music from the Ides of March. A top 5 at 5 you won't believe. Not the same reaction I found. And
it's a special top 5 at 5 though.
It is
baseball related.
Yes, it is. We've decided to go with a very
all five.
Yes. specialized, hopefully very entertaining top 5 and 5 for you. And then Svengoolie is going to be here to play News or Ruse. It just doesn't get any better than that.
To the challenge of our rival, and the last notes of our astrusted frame in the night, and he's watching us all with the eye of the tiger.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about that? All right, do I have to do traffic here? Is that correct? No, I don't have to. No, we're done with traffic now. All right, thank you very much. I'd forgotten. You know, when Violetta's sitting next to me, I have no idea when the traffic actually goes.
I miss the traffic.
All right, Jim.
Yes, Ro.
Jim, I would like to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Would you favor us on the radio with a song here?
Absolutely. You know, we'd like to dedicate this one to the poor, suffering L.A. Dodgers.
Aww.
We've been waiting for this moment since we released this song in 1970.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready for a little L.A. goodbye?
Yeah.
Wavelength gets a little longer every time I wave goodbye. Hi. Sentimental breakdown. You know I break down and laugh. Hi. Where I'm not supposed to lie my head. Always see myself this pillow, and as I board my plane, something inside my brain itches to wave LA goodbye, bye, LA goodbye. So long, kid. Sunset strip, and I feel trip. Over to your hideaway. Hey. Sunset princess beckons, and we love the night away. Hey. Now I feel like years away from the west side of Chicago. And as I pour something inside my brain, it's to wave LA goodbye. Hi, LA goodbye. Chance together. Light it up and up. Come on, bro. Light it up and up. Anna, you too. Light it up and up. Light it up and up. Light it up and up. Sun it. Sunset strip and I feel trip over to your highway. Hey.
Light it up.
Hey. Sunset princess beckons, and we learn the night away. Now I feel like years away from the west side of Chicago. And as I board my plane, something inside my brain, it's to wave LA goodbye.
say goodbye.
All part of the live show here at CD and Me. It's our Halloween show, the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from CD and Me in Frankfurt, presented by Allstate agent Melissa Potempa. We just met her a little bit ago. 1959. Jim Peterick and the Ides of March. We'll be hearing more from them as we are live here at CD and Me in Frankfurt. It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN, all part of the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, broadcasting live from CD and Me in Frankfurt, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. And I want to thank Kevin and Violetta for joining us here today.
For making it back from Cleveland.
Those of you who are regular listeners of the show know that they have been in Cleveland for the last 3 days.
Great work, you guys. Really
felt
great.
Felt like a month.
Yeah,
no
really
offense,
did.
Violetta. Multiple bathroom breaks. There and the way back.
I have a small bladder, and I stay hydrated.
Size of a walnut.
It's none of your business. Yes. That is exactly what Donald Trump would say, by the way.
But they made it back safe and sound, and we're very happy. And
time.
Nice job there, guys. I mean, that's like a pinch me moment, I would think, you know, in your life, right? To think about what that's going to mean, you know, to have been there for those games.
Kevin, it must have been so amazing to see the Chicago Cubs in the World Series, and you're sitting there watching it. And Violetta, must have been amazing to be at a bar down the street watching the Cavaliers game.
Yeah, the Cavs game. How was that?
The Cavs game was great. I think they won. But, no, I mean, even just the fans on the street getting their reaction, which is what I was doing, getting social media and posting videos, talking to everyone and seeing how much it means to them definitely made it more real, I think, to me.
And Cleveland, not as bad as anticipated. Actually,
right?
A pretty nice
that
town.
That is the slogan of the town, by the
it
way.
It really is.
Welcome to Cleveland, not as bad as anticipated.
Not as bad as you thought it would be.
Everyone is so nice there. Like, no matter what you do, they don't get mad. I directed traffic with a traffic guard one night.
Mm-hmm. You jaywalked?
I jaywalked. That I got yelled about. Oh. I don't know. They're just, like, very nice people. They laid back $3 beers at the bar. Can't beat it.
I want to go back to that. You directed traffic with a...
So when we were live on air with one of the hits, I found a baton that lights up. Remember, I told you about it?
Yeah.
You didn't listen? Mm-hmm. So I found it, and then I put it in my backpack, and I just started walking away because, you know, I kind of did that thing like, no, oh, this isn't anyone's. I'll just take it. And then after that...
She does that with purses at a bar, too.
It's just sitting here.
Is this anyone's? Okay, great.
Watch your purses here. That's all I'm saying.
So then later that night, you know, I saw traffic in a little unruly. The game was getting out because the Cubs were winning, and obviously Cleveland fans weren't too excited about that. So I started directing traffic. It was very fun. Uh-huh. And then I actually went and asked the traffic guard. I'm like, hey, I have my baton. Do you mind if I help? He's like, okay, sure. So the cars are going now. And then I actually let the pedestrians walk while the cars were still going. So it was kind of hectic. You can catch that video on WGNRadio.com.
And you did that with your selfie stick?
No, I did it with the real baton. Then, twist in the story.
How did you take a video of yourself?
Oh, no. I had
you
some
just did this
there.
For fun?
No, I yeah.
She hired an intern for the trip. I'm not exactly
the
sure
lackey
who it
had
was,
a lackey.
But we had...
Wow.
And Cleveland became Wrigleyville, essentially, after the game. All Cubs fans were shutting down the bars in Cleveland as the Indians fans trekked home.
Yeah, as well it should be, let's be honest. I mean, that's the and Anna and I spent
a little bit of time
a
here.
Month in Cleveland over two days
like
that we were there for the Republican National Convention. And it actually is, as Kevin does say, it's lovely in that part of downtown Cleveland.
Right.
Both of our people that we were meeting with there said, don't ever go east of here for any reason whatsoever, because you will die.
And we needed the warning. Yeah. We didn't go there.
That's where Creepy Uncle lives.
Yes, it's exactly.
Kevin got us lost one night, actually, probably in a bad area.
That's not true.
Yeah.
She's telling on you, Kevin.
And the beautiful part is Chicago has no bad areas, so we have a lot of room to talk. It's a wonderful thing. All right, hey, you know what it's time for, don't you?
Do.
Yes, indeed it is. Here we go.
The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, right now I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. My hot little hand, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 19th caller rips us off for that. True Outlet prices every day. Home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom. How about that? Oh, you know what? No, hold on. Wait, what? It's Thursday.
Yes.
Stop the presses.
What do you mean?
That is not a $50 gift certificate.
No.
That is the extra large premium chef's cutting board made of the finest American maple wood. That's what that is.
Another great prize.
You can put your pizza on that from here.
Yes.
Ken, won't be disappointed.
No, I use that all the time, mm-hmm. and it's like the size of a small state. It's like Rhode Island. You can move like your vegetables over to one side of it, and then you can cut other stuff. And
you don't have to keep moving into the bowls. It just all fits.
Right.
It's perfect.
Exactly. I just leave it there. Mm-hmm. I don't even put it in the pan or anything like that. I just leave it there. It's very exciting. I think I've oversold it now. All right. It is time now. Here's the idea. The idea of this is the worst national the worst seventh inning stretch renditions in the history of Wrigley Field.
And that's a tough contest, I think. We can all think of a few that didn't go so well.
These are the top five worst ever. We start with...
Number five.
Donald Trump, 2000. Oh. One, two, three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never come back. It's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Oh, dear.
I didn't think that was so bad.
Really?
No.
I think the crowd was booing from the get-go the entire time. I've never heard that.
Well, he said, "I hope I never come back."
Oh, did he say the wrong words?
Give him a script.
Yeah, and
they do need scripts. Some of them. Yeah.
And he said, "Home team, not cubbies."
Right.
And can he afford some peanuts?
Qualification.
Well, the other
for Cracker Jacks.
The other piece of that is that that was when he was selling the Trump Tower here, right?
That's
when
they were doing here.
The Trump Tower.
When you got the street sign that's going to be taken down now, right?
Yes, right. I don't know. It was bad. All right. And hold on. Let Orion do it.
Number four.
Thank you. This is Mr. T in 1998.
All right, Cubs fans, let me hear it. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you out at the all. Go Cubs, go!
He gets points for that.
Yeah,
go
Cubs, go. I like hearing that today.
Three strikes, you out.
Yeah.
The old saying goes,
I knock you out.
You know it would be with Mr. T.
Yeah.
Three strikes.
I just want to say this, that the worst part of this top five is we got to hear this three more times.
And they get worse,
progressively
worse.
Although, have you all heard the Scottie Pippen Christmas album? Have you people heard that yet? Yeah. We'll play that for you, too. That's really
something.
What
do you think of Scottie Pippen's version? Take me out to the ball game? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to be appearing with Scottie on Windy City Live tomorrow, and I have to somehow be there after we've been playing the Scottie Pippen Christmas album commercial for all week.
He'd probably laugh
that we
about
made
it.
Up. Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. He's got such a sense of humor about the whole thing.
I hope he does.
All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. Hello and welcome back. Judy, it is the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes right here on 720 WGN, and Judy was just lecturing the audience about their behavior.
They were out of order, and they needed to be scolded.
Yes.
Judgy Judy.
Judgy That's Judy, right. Exactly right.
She's Don't judge me, but I will judge you. Mm-hmm.
Anna, would you like to tell us something?
I would. Here it is. Weeknights, WGN-TV presents Cubs Nightly, a nightly show for everything Cubs through the entire World Series. Watch Cubs Nightly weeknights at 6.
Oh.
On WGN-TV.
That was very, very well done. Mm-hmm, all right, well, the top 5-5 continues. Very musical. It is the top 5 worst performances of the 7th inning stretch at Wrigley Field. Checking in at
number 3.
Scottie Pippen, 2016.
Yeah, I'm going to need your help, okay? How about it? A 1, a 2, a 3. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball. I don't care if I'm... They don't win, it's a shame. Why is 1, 2, 3 strikes you're out at the ball game? Let's go, Cubby!
Oh, man.
Oh, I can't believe that's only number 3.
That's 12.4 seconds I wish he'd walked away from, too. There you go. Right. Thank God somebody got that reference. All right, checking in at
number 2.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yep.
2003.
That belongs there.
Let's go out to the ball game. Let's go out to the river. Take me in the river. I don't remember what I have to do. And I've grown out of the ground. You're out at the old ball game. Yeah.
How can that not be number 1?
When you hear number 1, you'll know why. But in Ozzy Osbourne's head, that made total sense.
It totally did. And to be fair, that's kind of how he always sounds, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like he forgot the words. That's how he sort of speaks.
Right. It was sort of...
like that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Sharon!
Right.
Sharon, have you won the National seventh stretch? People, don't let your kids do drugs. All right, and finally,
number 1,
Mike Ditka.
Oh.
1998. A 1 and a 2 and a 3. Take me out to the ball game. I don't care if I ever get back. I will run up for the whole team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out of the old ball game.
Coach. Finish strong. The coach.
My guy.
He loves you, Kevin. I mean, that's your guy.
Love the coach.
That was either the best or worst rendition of the 7th inning stretch of all time.
It's the coach. You've got to, give it points. Just for that point.
Yeah, that's the man. That's the man right there. Don't you wish? But wouldn't you like to have him back at least for the remainder of this season as the Chicago Bears head coach? I'd like him to just have one conversation with Jay Cutler alone in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, rest of you, get out of here. And then it's just Jay and the coach with that beard he's got now flying and the whole thing.
Jay would come out with pantyhose on.
Exactly. And his legs would be chilled like mine are for some reason. You know, I'm dressed, for those of you who can't see this, which is everybody except for the people here. I'm dressed as Ryan Lochte, the great American swimmer,
mm-hmm.
liar and mugging victim. Ha! Yeah. You know, I am still on Dance with the Stars, dude. Oh. I just want to say that my co-dancer,
Cheryl Burke.
But I know she's so hot.
We should get some Zah.
Oh, righteous Zah. You're so right. Did I tell you the time about the time? Do you remember the time I got held up in Brazil after the Olympics? And then I told my mother about it, and it was really a lie. And then she told Fox News, and then, like, the whole world hated me.
I wish your mom never did that.
No. It's made me, like, $1 million because, like, all my important endorsements went away. And then I got indicted by the government in Brazil.
Very.
I know. And they were going to, like, extradict me, too, which was, like...
So impressive.
Oh, I'm like, dude, I'm going to get extradicted. No, it's the best. Uh-huh. No. All right. But then they decided not to indict me, and then no one extradicted me, which, like, kind of sucked.
Yeah, that sucks, bro. But then, sorry, man.
Yeah, I know. But then I got, like, engaged to this total hottie.
Babe alert.
I know. And now I got to decide between the dancing babe and then the one I gave the other babe. What's her name?
I don't know, man.
I don't either.
Babe one.
I know. She's hot, though.
She's total babe.
Anyway, that's because my wig is too heavy on my head right now.
It's a nice wig, though. The blue blonde look is it suits you, Ro.
That is what's happening there. All right, we are going to come back here for the radio audience. For this audience here, we're not leaving. Unfortunately for them, but for the radio audience, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back on the other side, and we've got Sven Gulli is here to play News or Ruse. I don't think you're going to want to miss that. I'd also like to thank Wooden Paddle Pizza of Orland Park for bringing their delicious wood-fired pizzas made to order right here at the broadcast. They've got like a fire pit
and
deal
delicious.
Out there. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
And now, the Rokan Show presents News or Ruse, a true game of true wit and skill. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, Rokan.
It is another edition of News or Ruse, live from CDMV in Frankfurt. Very special guest, Sven Gulli. The great Sven Gulli.
Welcome.
Well, I don't think I'm that great, but thank you.
Yes, well, you know what? Like me, not that great, but enduring. You
close enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing can really happen to Sven. Sven, where can we see you now on the You, the Me, the Thing?
Well, you can see me on MeTV. We're all over the country on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock. And locally here in Chicago, you can see me also at 11 a.m. on WCIU, the You.
Nice.
CIU, the You. And this now, because at MeTV, that is true. You can see it everywhere now, which is really very, very cool. It has made you now an international sensation, has it not?
Well, somewhat, yeah. It's kind of funny. I hear from people that I never expected would be fans like Gilbert Gottfried and Mark Hamill and all these other guys, and it's like, they're watching me?
That's
just
the
overwhelming.
That is like the before and after of all times is Gilbert Gottfried and Mark Hamill, right?
Yes.
It's
like Gilbert Gottfried is Yoda. Would you not do that, I say?
All right, I need the names of the contestants. We'll introduce them along the way here.
Sharon Nader.
Sharon, all right, now you're going to play with Sven Gulli.
All right, Sharon.
There you go.
Brian Curtis.
Brian.
Yep.
Brian, all right, Sharon, Brian. And Nat, now you're Violetta's contestant here at the end.
Yes, Teresa.
Trudy?
Teresa.
All right. Okay, I can't remember any of these names. Here's what the winners are going to get here. The winner gets a gift package of Fresh Wave natural odor-removing products. Keep your home odor-free the fall season. Fresh Wave products now available at select Walgreens stores. Visit freshwaveworks.com and click the store locator and a $50 Lou Malnati's gift card. That buys you a lot of Zah right there. Isn't that right, bro?
Zah, bro. Yeah,
there you go. All right. And the runners-up get a bat commemorating the Chicago Cubs making it to the World Series. BigTimeBats.com giving the officially licensed team signature bat giveaway. We've chosen not to bring the bats here, just in case the show doesn't go well.
I know a lot about bats, you know, Rose.
Yes, I do. Sven, I'm aware of that. Thank you very much. This is a limited edition full-size bat, facsimile signatures of the Cubs team roster and the World Series logo. Go to BigTimeBats.com to see all of their collectible bats.
Right there.
All right.
All right.
And also the rubber chicken. All right. Let us begin. All right. Here it is. Judy. And Brian. Thank you. I told you I couldn't remember. Judy and Brian, here is your headline. Headdress rocking Good Samaritan, was just trying to get some weed when he disarmed gunmen.
Seems true.
Was just trying to get some weed? Is that what
just trying to get... Are you stoned? This is so simple.
Headdress
rocking,
am I wearing a headdress?
Headdress, I am. Headdress rocking Good Samaritan was just trying to get some weed.
I think it's a ruse.
You think it's a ruse? It is a ruse.
I'm going to trust Judy.
That was a really bad move.
Oh, that's terrible. Because the word was isn't in the headline. And why do I always have to go first?
All right, it's Sharon and Svengoolie, all ready for your headline here?
Yes, we
okay,
are.
Okay, we're ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready.
I'm ready. Okay, good. We got, okay, here it is. Man tried to save marriage with porn actress blackmail threat to sister-in-law.
What?
I know, exactly. That's how I feel every time I watch CNN.
Sure, yes. I would say that's true.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree.
True. Yeah. True. Well done.
Nice job.
No, that's very, very good. All right, Teresa and Violetta.
Here we go.
Teresa, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Squirrel caused widespread power outages at UConn that canceled classes.
That sounds really likable. That's not going to happen, right?
Yeah, we say true.
Boom. That's how it's done, girl power.
Judy, not looking good. All right.
How come we never get the squirrel questions?
It's rigged. All right, who are we on now?
We're back to Brian and Judy.
And Judy, here is your headline. Chechen wedding police to tackle drunkenness and incorrect dancing.
Boom.
The Chechen wedding police.
Sounds Chechen true. Wedding police. I'd like
Sounds
to be a
true.
Chechen wedding
we'll
police.
We'll go with news.
You're going to go with news, and that would be correct. Finally.
Yes.
Yes. You're on the board.
We're only going with Brian's answers.
All right. Sharon and Sven, here is your headline. Columbus man questioned after posing as World Series commissioner and conducting interviews with foreign press.
Is he a Chechen by any chance?
He's not, no. Not the Chechen wedding police, no.
I see. Okay. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to say ruse.
You think it's a ruse?
Yeah. Wait, what do you think?
Well, I was leaning towards news.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Well, it's difficult because, you know, during this baseball season, you hate to go against the commissioner.
True.
News or ruse, kids?
Ruse.
Ruse.
Nice. Oh, well played,
good
Sharon.
Good instinct.
Oh, good job, Sharon.
You can prove that. Once again, proves I know nothing.
All right, who are we on here now, Rob?
Teresa and Violetta.
Teresa, Violetta, here's your headline. Grandmother leaves note for dope smoking thieves saying, help yourself to garden hose cut up for bongs.
What's going on?
She seems like a nice old lady. But it seems like a long headline. What do you think?
I think it's a ruse.
Ruse? We're going ruse.
Yeah.
It really happened in Australia.
Grandma really did
set him up.
She did set him up. Help herself.
With
dude, I would have totally fallen for that.
I wish that was my grandma.
I know. Yeah. Your grandma is hot.
What?
What?
Okay. All right. That's the end of the first two rounds of News or Ruse. We'll come back for the Orion round coming up in just a moment. Sven, do tell us, once again, if people want to see you and your rubber chicken, how many years have you been on the air now?
I started in 1979.
Wow.
Yes, I'm an antique. Thank you.
Congrats on your success, Svengoolie.
Were you 15 when you started? You had to be very young when you started, and it's hard to tell with the makeup.
I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Wait, this is makeup?
Yeah.
And now I'm way beyond that.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
I have orthopedic rubber chickens at this point.
All right. Let me... you know what you need, Sven?
What's that?
You know, you need a MyPillow. Right now is the absolute best time to get a MyPillow. If you buy now, MyPillow will extend their money-back guarantee through March 1st, 2017. Plus, you get four MyPillows for the price of one. Buy one premium MyPillow. Then you get the second MyPillow absolutely free. Premium
what?
MyPillow.
What?
Yes. Yep. Now, wait. Hold on. There's more.
There's more?
Then you get two go-anywhere pillows absolutely free.
Do they go by themselves or do they come with you?
No, they will come with you. I think you direct them.
Oh, well, in that case.
My pillow. You've done movies like that where the pillow comes to life, right?
Yes, it's been very tragic.
Yes.
So.
Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you're ever going to own. Patented interlocking fill conforms to a preferred sleeping position. Do you have a preferred sleeping position?
Standing up, actually, like a horse.
Yes,
upside
right.
Down.
In the casket. You should get this for the casket.
Oh.
Oh, the MyPillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so, because I don't think the MyPillow man likes me.
Yeah. That's a good go anywhere MyPillow is good for the casket, I would imagine.
That actually was dressed weird.
So she was talking about you.
Hi, everybody.
I don't... Save it for off the air, Senguli. It is the Rokan Show live right now from CD and me. It's Anna DeVlantis. It's me. It's Senguli. It's Judge Me Judy. Judy Pilak.
Kevin, Violetta, the kids are back from Cleveland.
And we have our contestants playing right now. Here's the situation. Brian and Judy, you have the next question, because if you do not get this right, you do not stay in the game.
Ooh.
You know, now I just want to say something, Brian. Don't you think it's unusual that you're standing here and Judy's losing?
Yes.
You know what that means? Back in the studio, Judy has a lifeline.
We have theories about this.
I have good days and bad days, okay? Yeah.
We did a full FBI investigation.
Out of order.
They were so busy working on Judy, they forgot about Hillary Clinton. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from CD and me in Frankfurt, is presented by Allstate agent Melissa Potempa.
Show me the evidence.
All
wrong.
Right. Okay. Wrong. Wronger. Wrong. Wronger.
Wrongest.
You are
wrongest.
Such nasty.
Wrongestly.
Woman. All right. Here is your headline. This is in the Orion Samuelson round. Here is your headline. Listen, please.
Pound puppy turned police porn dog.
What do you think? The man is grimacing ruse? Right now.
I think it's a ruse, but we are going with your answer because I will not lose this game.
Ruse.
No pressure.
You can go with ruse.
No pressure, but ruse.
Ruse.
Totally made up headline.
Yeah, no, that actually happened.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. In Weber,
what's a
Weber
police
County.
Porn dog? Well, what does a porn dog do?
It's a porn dog. It's you get
I think
it
uses its nose.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said corn
all right,
dog.
Let's just, yeah.
You know, Orion's always talking about corn and wheat and things like that.
No, it spells out porn in people's computers. I don't know. You know what? We're moving on. That's what we're doing.
Probably
all
best.
Right, here we go. This is you're eliminated.
Sorry,
it's
Brian.
Too bad. All right, Sharon
nice
and Svengoolie, please listen to your headline.
Principal regrets allowing student to dress up as Hitler for book week.
Maybe they watched a lot of Hogan's Heroes.
I don't know.
I'd say that's news.
Yeah, I'm
I believe
news.
That.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I say, yavol.
Yavol, yeah.
You'll be saying that a lot after January. All right, there you go. All right, you're in it. Okay, now, here we go.
Dismissed.
Teresa and Violetta, you've got to get this right to stay in.
Okay.
Here is your headline.
Man jailed after using a Walmart air mattress to pedal across the Canadian border.
What? I don't know why Walmart would be in that headline. I don't think that's the news there, but...
Well, why would he be jailed for doing it anyway?
Does water even cross the border of Canada?
Oh, that's an excellent question, Violetta.
I wish I knew my geography.
Only in about 70% of the border area, but that's fine.
That's just north of here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is why it took her 18 hours to get back to Cleveland.
I passed through Canada to get here.
Is it news or ruse?
What do you think?
I think it's ruse.
You think it's ruse?
We're going ruse.
I do.
Oh, congratulations, Svengoolie! Oh, that is excellent. But you're going home with a baseball bat. Don't give them to him here because someone's going to get hurt. All right. This is a very important moment here. We have in the 6 o'clock hour, the Ides of March are going to be playing for you, both in-house and on the radio. Svengoolie, I know that you're very, very busy. You've been this is basically your Christmas this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Just like December is for Santa, October is for me.
Yes. And he was and Sven has been all over the area here working for us. And thank you so much for doing this.
I'm always happy to be able to visit with you. This is always a lot of fun, and I'm even happier that this year I got to help win the News or Ruse contest. Last year we fell a little short.
Yes.
This year
I let you win.
I'm happy that Oh, you let me win.
Maybe.
Well, in that case, you're out of order.
Don't judge me.
All right, Svengoolie, see him on MeTV all over the country and on the U as well. Check your local listings. Back to CD and Me right after this.
It's like a Chinese noodle puller over that stretch.
That is the Ides of March. You know, these are the challenges of a live broadcast. When you've got, we're having a little show for the room, and then you're having a little show for the radio, and then sometimes they don't match up. So at the very end of that song, in order to get the end of the song in as the bumper to come back, Jim Peterick had to hold the same note for 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Circular breathing.
Yeah. So congratulations to you, Jim, on doing that.
Much.
Yes.
And the entire Ides of March. Ides of March are, and by the way, this is the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, broadcast live from CD and Me in Frankfurt, presented by Allstate Chicago's own Good Hands.
Yay.
Yay.
Take it back.
The Ides of March, featuring Jim Peterick, and you've got, this is amazing, 4 of the original members from 1964.
Yep.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Up on stage with you.
Ro, correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Yes, Svengoolie.
Weren't these original men from... Berwyn?
Berwyn! Yes,
they were.
Really, and you put us on the map.
Yeah, but you stayed on the map because you're so good.
Thank you. Every time we say we're from Berwyn, they do the Svengoolie, man. That's true.
So Larry Millis, right? Bob Berglund.
Yep.
Mike Borch. Original members along with Jim Peterick. And do you guys get together? Is it one of those garage deals? Did you start in a garage? Where'd you start?
No, we weren't good enough to be in the garage, so we were down in the basement, Larry's basement. And that's where we practiced, and we got gigs wherever we could. If you remember Sock Hops back in the 60s, Sock Hops playing in bars underage, and that's how we got our start and as a cover band, and then in 1966 had our first hit, You Wouldn't Listen, which we played a little bit earlier tonight.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, there was a woman who just screamed out Brother Rice.
Yeah, we used from to play
do you
there
remember?
With,
yeah.
With the Buckinghams and a bunch of other bands. Yeah.
Right.
I thought she was going to yell Uncle Ben, which was a totally different thing.
So, yeah. Brother Rice is an all boys school, right? You went to
Mother Macaulay.
She screamed out Brother Rice, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, what did she do at Brother Rice?
Some good memories.
Yes.
What was going on at the sock hop at Brother Rice?
Yeah. Strong football program.
Yeah, exactly. Very solid. Exactly. Go Fryer Brothers or whatever they are. Brothers.
Kevin, they started in the basement, just like
I
you.
Know.
Great things come from the basement.
Right, well, Kevin.
We're all great entertainers start. Their parents' basement.
Kevin and Violetta still live in their parents' basement, which is the most amazing thing.
Not together.
Right. Hey, Mom! Ides of March are upstairs. Let them in.
Welcome
and
anytime.
Make them a snack. Get them some muscle milk, right?
Meatloaf.
We also want to thank Scott May, the great Scott May, on keyboards for you.
Hello. Thank you.
Tim Bales, Henry Salgado, and Steve Eisen. And the and it's you know when you get like the horn section too. I mean that's one of the most amazing thing that. If you watch Channel 11 enough, you see Jim Peterick pop up every about 16 minutes or so. Because they're always doing something about the era of music that Jim's been involved in. Or horn rock, right? Because Chicago, between the Ides of March and the band Chicago, revolutionized the sound of music in the 1960s into the 1970s because of the horn section. So, and Earth, Wind & Fire, right? All came out of here.
How about that?
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah. Exactly. And they're right up there right now. And I got Svengoolie sitting right next to me. That's no big deal.
You're right about that. Yes,
yes, that's true. we'll get to the Ides of March. You're going to give us a couple of songs here before we're out of here at 7 o'clock. But let's go back to you, Sven, for just
yes.
a moment. All right, so as we've been pointing out, you have been on the air since 1979 in some iteration.
Yes. I thought you were going to say, like, some idiot.
That too, but it's now. This is interesting because Svengoolie, you became the son of Svengoolie,
right?
And then, are you still technically the son of Svengoolie?
Well, no, because the original Svengoolie was Jerry G. Bishop, who was. Thank you.
Jerry G. Bishop was my one of the
mentor.
Great radio guys ever.
He was the guy that got me into the business, and I wrote stuff for him and did voices for him and stuff like that. And it was his idea that I become the son of Sven Gulli. Mm-hmm. And then years later, when I was going to go to WCIU, he happened to be visiting in town here. And I said to him, you know, even towards the end of my first run, people were saying, you're son of Sven Gulli, but I'm not sure who Sven Gulli is. And I said, maybe I should shorten it or something. And Jerry looked at me and he said, I tell you what, you're all grown up now. Just be Sven Gulli, which was so generous of him.
Cool.
He was a terrific guy, a very talented man, and a good friend to me. And, you know, he's the guy that got me where I am today. And I miss him a lot. He passed away a couple years ago and was just a great guy.
So one of the great radio guys ever in Chicago, sort of an undersung radio guy in Chicago, Jerry G. Bishop. And he went on to San Diego, right? Didn't he move out?
Yeah, he lived in San Diego.
Did he take Sven Gulli out there with him?
No. He had a couple of restaurants there. He did radio and morning TV there for a while.
Out of the makeup and out of the casket.
Yes, he was just a normal guy.
Have you ever had a salesperson at WCIU? Because you know that this is the thing about working in local broadcasting, radio or television, is that there's always a salesperson who wants to make a deal with a local, you know, company that's probably not completely appropriate for what you're doing, right? I mean, mm-hmm. they bring, you know, doctors these are doctors that sometimes say to me, Ro, we have this great idea. It's a doctor that actually makes you bald. And I know bald is very in right now.
Yeah, look at them. Michael Jordan, he was so popular.
Very popular. And so this doctor will make you bald.
Queen.
And so we'd like you to do a 36-week endorsement with them. And I'm like, I don't know if that's right. Was there anybody at Channel, was it 32 originally, right?
Yeah.
32 and then Channel 26. Mm-hmm. Was there anybody ever came to you and was like, listen, Sven, we have an idea for you. This is perfect. We have a casket manufacturer who would like to do this, or a funeral home, or anybody like that. That would really be, wouldn't that be a nice sort of like,
I can see
it would
that.
Be a lovely tie-in, yes, yeah. Except then people would be expecting whoever is put in it to come out of it every week like I do, which might not be too good.
That's true.
Look, Uncle Henry's back.
or they could actually do a contest if anybody comes out to get the casket for free. If they actually push your way out of the casket. All right. Well, and again, on Saturday night, you can see it's Evan Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Yes.
Right? Which is one of the greats. What is your favorite of all those films?
Well, it's hard to say. I like different ones for different reasons. I definitely like Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. I like The Bride of Frankenstein, mm-hmm. which is so cool. The Creature from the Black Lagoon, who I think doesn't get enough credit, because in the 50s there, he became the big universal monster.
Right.
And he was so unique, because there wasn't another one of the creatures like that. You know, you got vampires, and the guy who turns into a wolf, and things like that. But there never was this actual sort of man-beast type reptile that was just that and nothing else.
And it was good because he was a rubber suit, so anybody could play him, which was very good for Universal.
Can you hold your breath for 5 minutes underwater? You'd be perfect.
You have to remember how the executives felt about all that back then. That is interesting, too, because that is, and that's got a very weird sort of boy-girl vibe in that movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole weird sexual undertone to that movie.
Every one of them, there's three of those, and in every one of them, he finds some woman that he's like, hey, baby, yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually say that, mind you. Mostly it's like, boom, 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 boom. But, especially the very first one.
Right.
With Julie Adams, who is fantastic. I met her. She is so cool and so nice. And you see her show up on a lot of old TV shows. She was on Andy Griffith and, you know, all sorts of shows like that. But her swimming in that white bathing suit supposedly got many people through puberty. So, yeah. and as well, the creature.
Yes. Yes, that's. I can't even comment on that. They're still on the air. But it's a weird. There's a weird like romantic triangle between the guy who's wearing the really tight like swim trunks on the on the boat, who's like, I don't think you should go in that water, and then she dives into the water, and then sort of like, and she can't decide who she really wants to like attract more, the monster or the dude up on the boat. At some point, the dude on the boat becomes so unlikable. She goes, I'll take the monster. I'm like, I'm totally good with that. All right, well, thank you very much. Sven Gulli, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Legend.
There you go.
Apple Chevrolet. Sven, help me out with this for just a second.
I'll be happy to.
Are you in need of a Chevy? Could you use a Chevy?
Actually, I own a Chevy.
Oh.
And let me tell you, I'm very happy with it. And I only wish I could have gotten it from Apple Chevrolet, because I always hear you talking about how great they are.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Now you need
this is a testimonial.
2016 Chevy Cruze inventory absolutely needs to go. They are cutting $4,700 off the sticker price on the remaining 2016 Chevy Cruzes. Have you seen the Chevy Cruze?
It's
the
a nice car. It's a very nice car.
Very nice car. And you see the commercials for it, too, where now they put a hatchback on it, too, just to totally blow your mind? Now, Alfie, or I call him Elfie around the holidays, but Alfie, John Alfirovich, has got these Cruzes on the lot, and he says, if I don't sell them, I'm going to get fired. So go out and buy a Cruze right now. Plus, they also have, listen to this, on the new 2016 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab All-Star, $11,000 in total savings.
No, that can't. That must be a misprint. Yeah. Bro, please, tell me it's not a misprint.
Sven Gulli, don't you think it would be a misprint? But no, it's not.
That's amazing.
Now, if they give you the $11,000 back on that, they definitely will fire me because they won't be able to afford this anymore. Go in and ask for the row deal and then tell them Sven Gulli sent you. It's going to be a wonderful double hit right there. Apple Chevy, right? It's not too far from here. Right?
Yes.
It's at 159th Street.
If you tell them Sven Gulli sent you, they'll give you airbags that are actually rubber chickens. It's amazing. Well, maybe not. Okay.
Standing in Louisiana. Made a life battle down in New Orleans. Where Bobby fought our hero. The greatest jam band we had ever seen. So when we took the stage, we trembled. And then we grew into our dream. Soon we were rapping, stomping, rocking like they never seen. I should have the lights, crank up the jam. Lay down the groove, turn the air. When all the others have abandoned, call us the last man standing, standing. Yeah, we'll be standing, standing. Yeah, we do love a Zeppelin back in Winnipeg. Grateful Dead had a party with Jones. We raised a glass in the big screen with Big Mama Cass. Take a shot at to the future. God only knows what day will bring. But we keep growing, knowing, showing there's only today. I shoot out the lights, crank up the jam. Lay down the groove, turn up the amps. When
March, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Peter and the Ides of March.
This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot go fishing for the best seafood in town. Don't miss Chicago's Best Seafood, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right. And thank you to Fantasy Costumes on Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, open 24 hours nonstop, now until Halloween, featuring the attraction Graveyard. back this year. Oh, even spookier than Svengoolie. That's all I can say about that. Hey, Jim Peterik and the Ides of March are here. They're going to play. That was you just heard them on the radio, and you heard them here at CD and Me, beautiful CD and Me in Frankfurt. And we're going to play one more song for you on the air coming up in just a little bit. But if you want to go see Jim Peterik and the Ides of March, a couple of concerts coming up on November 5th. Where are you going to be, Jim?
We are at the Theater of Western Springs, a really beautiful little theater.
And then it says it right there on the marquee.
Beautiful little theater.
Beautiful little theater. That's what it says, yeah. And then the big Christmas show. This is a big annual event that you do.
It is, and we're going to have some special guests, which we can't tell you about yet. They're so big that we can't get them through the door even.
Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones are going to be with you?
They're huge, yeah, maybe. Yeah. But, yeah, that's the 16th of December, Ron Onesti's fabulous Onesti Theater, Arcata Theater.
Arcata Theater in St. Charles.
Yep.
And if people want to get tickets to these shows, Jim, what do they do?
Well, that's a good one, right? Huh? Scotty, how do you get tickets?
You can call the Arcata box office for the Arcata and call the Theater of Western Springs.
Yep.
I really love the amount of preparation you put into this, guys. I thought, this is really, really good.
We don't know.
Make them work for it.
They're rock stars. Yeah. You know, they're not. These are not guys who are running Xerox, right? I mean, this is what goes on. All right, let us. What we'll do is we'll put all that information up on our website as well.
Thank you.
That'll help out.
All right, so that's the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. People can like Google that, right?
Yeah, they probably have a website.
I'm dressed
it's
as Ryan Lochte.
OSHOWS.com.
OSHOWS.com.
Yes.
Oh, you see, I like the way that you did that. That was Scott. That was an excellent catch on your part. Mm-hmm. I feel I'm dressed as Ryan Lochte, and I feel like I'm having a conversation as Ryan Lochte right now.
What do you call the Arcata Theater in St. Charles? What's the name of it?
What's the internet, bro? How are they going to find it?
It's the thing with the oogle-ga.
Oh.
All right. We want everybody to go out and see that Christmas show, because that's really going to be something special, and that's a beautiful theater. Beautiful theater to go see a show. All right. We'll come right back with the Ides of March. We are live here from beautiful CD and Me in Frankfurt. And we've got news at the bottom of the hour with Rob Martier, and we'll get you all caught up. And I guess Justin Coughlin's going to download coming up at 7 o'clock. All that, stay right here on 720 WGN. Show Cubs are in the World Series for the first time in generations to commemorate. Thank you very much. Thank you. I was 2-for-4 last night with a double and a home run, so thank you. I appreciate that. It's the WGN Radio Voices Tour, live from CD and Me in Frankfurt, brought to you by Allstate agent Melissa Potempa.
We're getting down in here, man.
Wow.
This is fun.
Wow. This is the craziest remote of all times. One, because I am wearing pantyhose.
Uh-huh.
Two, because Svengoolie is sitting next to me. Three, because the Ides of March are just that. Still, here we are. Almost 50 years later, the hottest band in America. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, love.
And I don't know, Sven, did you happen to see Jim Peterik up there with his purple hair?
I haven't had a chance to see him today, but I have seen him on PBS and various other places, and I really like the purple. It matches the inside of my coffin, actually.
That's why I did it.
You inspired him.
It apparently, it's in the flag of Berwyn. Apparently, purple is the official
Berwyn
color.
Thing. Yeah, purple hair.
Yeah,
very nice.
Prematurely purple. Mm-hmm. I'm always amazed when I see Jim. And Jim, by the way, not only you've got these great Ides of March shows that we just talked about. On November 5th, and then on December 16th, the Christmas show at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. But Jim's also got an album out that's got sort of a blues and country-esque riffs of your music that you did a limited tour of, and the CD is just, it's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
When you hear it. What is the name of that?
It's called The Songs, and we're going to be performing it again in Nashville on the 22nd of November at the City Winery.
Oh,
yeah.
That is
maybe
awesome.
You guys could come down.
I love Nashville, yeah. and that is a beautiful, and you did it here at the City Winery, and that's just a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it's a fun show. It really is. We have like a guy that plays banjo, a dobro, a fiddle, upright bass. It's a whole different take on on the songs. Some of my biggest hits done totally different. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it really is.
Love that.
It is really, really cool. All right, well, now for the folks at home or in their cars who've had a long, hard day of work and are sick and tired of listening to people prattle on about this election or the Cubs. Let's be honest. I'm a Cubs fan, and I'm a little tired of everybody going, you know, Wilson Contreras, he seemed to have hit the ball a little inside out. And you're like, all right. Can I, you know, we'll worry about it when the game is played tomorrow night and the Cubs win and they sweep now and they win here on Sunday night and they win the World Series and this 108-year drought is over.
And it will happen.
Yes. No,
it's an exciting time.
All right. So, Jim, what would you like to do for us?
Well, after that build-up, we want to do our Cubs song.
Oh, cool. Oh. And like I said, we cannot get enough of the Cubs right now, can we, Jim?
Really can't.
What are you doing, us, Ro? This is our big song.
Dude, I'm totally right. I'm Ryan Lochte all over again. All right.
Well, we wrote this recently, but we recorded it yesterday. We spent an all-day session recording this. This is the first time we've ever played it in public, and I think we're going to do okay. If there's a couple of slips, just forgive us. But
we'll
this is
you.
Called Finally Next Year. It's something that Scott May and I wrote, and I hope you dig it. You ready? Go Cubs! One, two, one, two, three. Hey, hey, holy cow, it's finally next year, let's stand up and shout. Hey, hey, holy cow, it's finally next year, finally next year. Was 107 long years ago, Cubs brought a series home to Chicago. Now history is called to take our stand. This man has got the winning plan. Now get a mobile of sidewalks where the bleacher bumps are rocking. You know they're looking great. It took a long time, but it was worth the wait. Hey, hey, holy cow, it's finally next year. Look at us now. Now Rizzo's gonna tag you out at first base. He's the finest man standing since the great Mark Grace. Brian Osanto's got his back. Jake Collins, John, they're a strikeout act. Every home run, give a nod of thanks to the greatest Cub of all, Ernie Banks. Hey, hey, holy cow, it's finally next year, let's stand up and shout. The Cubs are on top, you know they're looking great. Took a long time, but it was worth the wait. Hey, hey, holy cow, let's stand up and cheer. It's finally next year. There must be angels in the outfield. The fever's in Chicago's wind. Maybe Jack caught in a favor, and Harry put the good word in. Hey, hey, holy cow, it's finally next year. Hey, hey, holy cow, it's finally next year, finally next year. Hey, hey, holy cow, it's finally next year, let's stand up and shout. Hey, hey, holy cow, it's finally next year, finally next year. Hey, hey, holy cow, it's finally next year, let's stand up and shout. Go Cubs!
Like I said, you cannot get enough of the Cubs this year.
You really can't. It is finally next year. It feels like it.
There's and never enough Cubs.
That is, that's true. That was true of you in Cleveland. That's true. Although she became an Indians fan and a Cavaliers fan. Like, oh, is there a party going on every year? I'll go there.
They were so tall and handsome.
Oh, dear.
She was just trying to find the party room.
Yes, that's what she's trying to do. All right. Now, Jim, where do people get that?
It's going to be on iTunes very, very soon.
Okay.
And for sale there.
Excellent.
And we're going to press them up for the Ides of March shows as well at those two venues that we've been talking about.
Great song.
Oh, very good. All right. Now, stand by. One more Ides of March song coming your way. But first of all, let me thank the guys at CD and Me here for having us. Dean Vaudrey and Chuck Ibe, who have, I mean, every time we have been out here, just been absolutely amazing treatment of the staff. They have the best staff. They have the best people working for them, and they treat all of our people who come in here, because we roll in here with about 20 very thirsty people, as it turns out. And you should see the bar tab, Sven Gulli, that I have to pay.
Thank you once again, Ro. Appreciate it.
Can I tell you a quick Dean Vaudrey story?
Sure.
Years ago, when I was still son of Sven Gulli, I was the judge of a costume contest at Crowbar, and Dean was the winner. He was David Letterman. It's amazing. He came up to me, and I remembered his last name even.
What was the costume?
But it was so cool.
I mean, you just resemble him so much. It's like you barely a costume.
That was the guy I asked you who had the beard.
He actually, this year, I didn't know what he was going to do because I knew we were coming out here, and it was a David Letterman retirement beard, and he had it. He apparently ripped it off of a Santa costume, but whatever, he had it.
It worked. It was shaggy good. And perfect. It was... exactly what we see.
All right, well, that does it for us right here from CD and Me in Frankfurt.
Thank you for coming out. It was such a fun show.
And we want to thank Allstate and the Hometown Voices Tour, and we want to thank Sven Gulli for being here.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank the Ides of March for being here.
Thank you, Jim and the band.
And we would like to, and all of the people, we'd like to thank Violetta and Kevin for actually making the show.
Mm-hmm. Barely.
No big deal.
Barely
made it.
Right? The show starts at 3. They left Cleveland at 2:45.
They said we'll be there after the news.
Yeah.
We thought you were sending your jet for us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ra. We were pulling for that. We were running a little late this morning.
Yes, I know.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck. We'll talk about it tomorrow on the air. Because the Ides of March here, they want to play a song. Before we get to that, I want to tell you about Mary and Joy Rehabilitation Hospital, part of Northwestern Medicine, offers comprehensive care utilizing the latest technology to treat adult and pediatric patients recovering from stroke, brain, or spinal cord injuries, a variety of other rehabilitation needs as well. All the physicians and clinicians at Mary and Joy Rehabilitation Hospital are committed to providing exceptional, innovative physical rehabilitation with a compassionate and caring spirit. Insist on Mary and Joy for all your inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation needs. Go to maryandjoy.org. That's maryandjoy.org, or call 630-909-8000 to learn more. All right, Jim Peterick and the Ides of March.
Strap yourself in, everybody. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And this is the vehicle that got us here today. About two. Inside my car, I got pictures, got Teddy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take it to the nearest stop. I'm your vehicle, baby. Take it anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, wanna. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you. What you got to have your child? Break out in heaven, you know I love a movie star, I'll take you to Hollywood. But if you're on the stage just like you are, you know, I think you really should. And you're a vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm a vehicle, wanna, right here in Chicago. And I love you, I need you. Won't you got to have your child? Break out in
heaven, you know I love you. Inside my car, I got pictures, Jenny, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe, take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, and I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you. What you got to have your child, break out in here, and you know I love you. Coming out one more time. God in heaven, you know I love you. Yes, we do. Oh, one, two. Thank you, everybody.